got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
I swear that never gets old. Hello, welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, guiding you down the yellow brick road on the path to home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and, of course, monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you can do it the long way, 855-487-3224. You can visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. This is our holiday show, just a couple of days away from 2014. So we'd like to take this time to wish you and yours a happy and prosperous new year. REACH staffers and counselors will be joining us on the show today, sharing the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And, of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. Right now, here's REACH Radio's program producer, Rick Snyder.
Thank you, Alan. And look around the studio. We have a full house today. Does everybody want to say hi all at once?
Hi!
Wow. This is terrific. And here are your headlines. Property values up, construction a bit down in South Florida. Zillow.com, an online real estate database, reports that property values in Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade counties showed an increase of 14.8% in 2013. The pace of new home construction in South Florida slowed in the third quarter, although still considerably higher than a year ago. This level of home building is 11% lower than that of the second quarter. Completed foreclosures in the U.S. dropped 30% in October compared to last year, according to the latest data from CoreLogic. The state of Florida, of course, ranks highest with a total of 114,500 completed foreclosures in the 12 months to October, underscoring the state's continued struggle with foreclosures. The Federal Reserve's $10 billion taper announcement isn't a significant cut in the central bank's massive bond purchasing plan, but experts say consumers could feel the impact. When talk of tapering first started in May, interest rates started to climb, with the 30-year fixed mortgage rates rising to 4.42%. And local home equity loan balances have dropped 10%, even as those property values rise, indicating a restraint of borrowing by South Florida homeowners. Details on these and other stories coming up at 12:30 from REACH Radio News. Back to you, Alan.
Thank you, Rick. Hey, you know, we're number one in foreclosures.
Isn't
still
that great?
Well, hey, if we're going to be number one, we might be number one at something good, right? Listen, after the break, when we return, the CEO of REACH will share some special stories about the history of REACH. After that, we'll hear from Kanisha Wood, one of the top performers at REACH. She might get a little technical on us, but that's how she rolls. So stay with us. REACH Radio is about to hardwire our Wi-Fi router.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to let you know about REACH's first-time homebuyers workshop. If you're looking for a home, you need a helping hand, then you should plan to attend REACH's first-time homebuyers workshop. Every fourth Sunday of the month from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., REACH hosts their first-time homebuyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about REACH's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. REACH is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. A first-time home buyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. We call that HUD's second chance program for home ownership, so there's no excuse for you not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. It starts Sunday, January the 26th at 1 p.m., wrapping up at around 7. Now, the December workshop has been obviously rescheduled because of the holidays, but REACH headquarters are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about 1 mile south of North Lake Boulevard. To enroll, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. And just to let you know, REACH offices will be closed from December the 21st through January the 6th. But the good news is REACH's CEO, Pat Tracy, will be personally answering your emergency phone calls over the holidays. And speaking of Pat Tracy, she's our first guest, the CEO and co-founder of REACH. Pat, welcome to the REACH Radio Show.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, it's good to have you again, always.
Well, I really appreciate it. And, you know, as you were just speaking a moment ago, you said to reach out. And right. That's really how we named REACH. We wanted our clients to reach out for help, and then we would reach back. Because, as you know, everybody has to do something to help themselves.
Right, you have to make a move. Right.
And that's actually where the name came from. You reach out, we'll reach back, and we'll help you.
Now, how long ago did you start this program?
We started REACH 6 years ago. Actually, it'll be 7, I believe, this coming year. And we started it out of a background of lending, and we saw that very few people were helping the low to moderate income individuals get into homes. And we wanted to do that. So, as you know, when you're a big lender, you're paid on the commission, the size of the loan.
Right.
So we saw them as being small and people not wanting to work those or to help individuals with grants. So from that, we developed the program so we could help individuals get into homes, though it cut into the lending income. But we had great satisfaction seeing families in low and moderate income areas move into their first home.
You must have had a lot of foresight there, because 6-7 years ago was right about when the bubble burst and housing was on shaky grounds. Did that inspire you at all?
Well, actually, there was no insight. We just saw the real need. We saw very high prices, and people couldn't get into homes. So we weren't anticipating a bubble. We saw that there were fewer and fewer that were able to buy as the prices went up in South Florida. So the need was there.
Well, now there's a truthism right there, right?
Right. No,
you could have taken advantage of that and said, oh, yes, we were brilliant. We thought of that.
No. We just thought we wanted to help these individuals have housing, because we've learned over the years that if you have someone in their own home, they actually have a better participation in the community. They have more stable lifestyles, and they're able to give back to the community, and that's what we wanted to do with this operation.
Well, what about the customers, the people, I guess? How did you reach out to them?
Well,
In the early days.
From the lending operation, we had a built-in bank of customers that we were already helping. And it was so cumbersome to do their grants that we then increased this nonprofit so that it could do it. So, but just with good service, with the community, because we were in lending for about 30 years before that.
Oh, so it's, you're not new to the game.
No, not new to the game. And so we knew what was necessary, and we just developed programs around it. And,
right.
and really realized that as long as someone wanted to reach out, we wanted to be there to reach back and help them.
Were you surprised at the influx of foreclosures that pursued in the next couple of years, and then all of a sudden the banks were looking to dispose of them, I guess, and did you take advantage of that? Or?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it taken advantage of, but perhaps we have, because we have been very fortunate to have banks give us discounted properties and donations, so that not only could we educate individuals on getting their first home, we could actually, in many cases, help provide the first home to that individual. So we've been very fortunate taking advantage of that from the banking situation to be able to move it into the low and moderate income individual, which makes you feel a little like Robin Hood, and you're really excited about doing that.
Helping out the community. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. And I know that the lenders during that period, or at least a few years before that, were just about giving a home to anyone. And how did that affect the crash, I guess?
Well, individuals just did not know exactly what they were getting. And if you could buy a home and you thought you could turn it for a profit, then you did it. And there were loans that did not require income. There were some loans that didn't require credit. So many people wound up with homes they could not afford.
Right.
And did
that also create the market that we have today because of that? Now there's a lot of people out there. Now they have bad credit. Now they can't get a home. And how do they get back in?
Well, we have some programs. And fortunately, HUD, who has always been there for the first-time home buyer, that's the reason they were created in the 30s to help people get into homes. They've always been there with creative programs. And so they have this back-to-work program you were talking about, where if someone lost their home, then they can take a class. They've waited 12 months, not 3 or 7 years, but 12 months. They've tried to reestablish some credit. They can take a class, learn a little bit about the situation now, and actually go back in and buy a home. And we've been fortunate to have a couple people already do that as the program has rolled out.
You have a lot of inventory right now in our arsenal, I guess you could say, right? How's that moving? Is it fast, slow, medium?
Well, actually, the house you spoke of last week on the radio, the one in Port St. Lucie, was only up a day, and it moved to a disabled individual. So we certainly, when we put the homes up, they're gone pretty quickly.
Right. Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago when we talked about that. But that's great. It moved that quickly, and that's what we're trying to do, help you get into a home. Folks, if you're looking for a place to live, Reach is the place you need to reach for. And tell us about some of the homes you have in the inventory.
Well, rather than tell you about some of the homes we have in the inventory, you had asked me a little earlier to tell you a little bit about the history of Reach. So in case it's been missed, I just wanted to say that you've heard about all these companies that started in a garage, and you know now they're huge companies. Well, we're not a huge company. However, we did start in our home office. My husband and I put together the format for Reach. We actually looked up the logo. We set it up and developed the parameters for the company out of our home. We actually donated space in the building that we had and paid the salaries from our own retirement until we could get Reach up and going. So it is a commitment beyond commitment that we put into this to make this 501c HUD-approved organization solid to help individuals in South Florida.
Perfect. Folks, we're speaking with Pat Tracy. She's the CEO and one of the co-founders of Reach. 6 years you've been rolling with this thing. What do you see coming up for 2014?
For 2014, we are going to call it Unshackled, Reach Unshackled 2014, and we're going to move forward. We have already hired staff. We've been working on new programs. We're going to have some evening hours on Tuesday and Thursday and offering a one-hour class each Tuesday and Thursday. We also have an operation that we're going to set up in Miami during this period of time. So we call it Reach and Shackle. We are going to move forward and grow and try to help as many people as possible. We are thrilled that there's a lot of attention to housing out of Congress, and we are going to take advantage of every opportunity we can to get funding in this area and get it to the families.
Perfect. I know one of the big hurdles for most people, because we're not attorneys, we're not realtors, we're stuck on the paperwork. And you have classes that help people understand and fill out that paperwork?
We do, and we have three wonderful people working in that right now, and you're going to hear from each one in just a little bit. You've heard Kenesha Wood, we've got Wanda Camacho, we've got Dee Phillips. And we have a new Creole-speaking counselor joining us in January. So we have good people that know what they're doing and will certainly be able to help with the paperwork, whether you're buying a home, trying to keep the home you have.
You don't actually fill it out for them, right? You just assist them in filling it out. Because I know a lot of people, they as soon as they see that brick wall, they turn around and walk the other way. That's not what happens at Reach, correct?
Well, reach out. You
<That's right. laughs>
you come, you do your part, and we're there certainly to help you, guide you, and fight for you in the situations you're in.
Great. Any special stories, success stories that you would like to share with us?
Oh, goodness. We have an arsenal of success stories, and I'll let our counselors speak to their own success. One that we have definitely that I just recall is we've been able to get large principal reductions for individuals. And that's been thrilling to see them be able to get the principal down on their home and to move on with a confidence.
Well, with everyone being upside down now and the readjustment of actually the whole country, and like Rick said earlier on the news, we're number one in foreclosures. So
you know what that is, Alan? That means we're number one in opportunity to help
exactly
in this area.
Right.
We're number one in foreclosures. That gives us a great opportunity to help.
Perfect. Well, after the break, Pat will give us a sneak preview of what's to come for 2014 and how you may benefit from the new programs Reach has to offer. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a home that could easily become yours. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a home because you know what happened to your neighbors. Reach is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. Reach is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3222.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. Joining us in the studio is Pat Tracy. She's the CEO and co-founder of Reach. I should say one of the co-founders. Thanks for spending your holiday with us, Pat, and coming in. I know there's probably a million other things you'd like to be doing right now, but this is an important show. We're actually going to talk about Reach's future and what's coming up. Now, you mentioned earlier that we had some new programs that we would be offering to our listeners in the 2014 arena. So what kind of programs are you talking about? I mean, how much easier can we get? We're you know, helping people get a home and taking care of all the processes that it the processes that it takes to go through. And what kind of programs are we talking about?
Well, Alan, just to start, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kenesha to tell you about the program. She's been working on our program calendar But and Jack will speak a little bit about the different banking relationships we have. But one thing that we're going to be able to go forward with is more stick and brick houses this year. And we've done a ton in the past 2 years, I think about 114 homes. So we are excited to be able to increase that margin going forward. And as I said, Kenesha's been working on our program, so I think it's fitting that she discuss those. And actually, just a note, Kenesha is great with child here, and she will be on maternity leave the first 6 weeks of the new year. So when you hear from Dee and Wanda, they will be carrying the torch through during that time. So, Kenesha, why don't you speak about those programs?
Hi, Kenesha.
Hello, everyone. Hello to all our lovely listeners today.
Yeah.
She just put me on the spot. Well, I was just going to just introduce myself, and then that was it.
Well, let me put you on another spot. Kenesha is expecting. Do we have a name picked out for the little one yet?
I kind of do. I think at least the middle name is going to be named after my grandmother, who helped raise me with my mom. So when at least we pinpoint the middle name, which is Lena.
Ah, that's nice.
And well, hopefully a C name for the first name.
Reach is expanding. What do you want? CLW? Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah, CLW. We're just missing the A to make it claw.
Oh, man. Come on. That sounds like a cleaner. So tell us about these new programs. What's coming up? What are we looking for?
Okay, for 2014, we're excited that there's a lot of changes coming down from both Congress, you know, the Consumer Financial Board protection. A lot of changes that's going to benefit a lot of homeowners, home buyers, and just the community itself. So I'm excited for that. Her main focus next year is going to be a lot of financial fitness because, you know, everyone needs to get back on track with everything that's going on and all the devastation and everything that happened over the past
year. The whole country has to get back on track.
Exactly. So Reach is excited to know that we're going to be putting a lot of products and workshop and classes there to educate and, you know, empower the community through financial and learning in group settings and also one-on-one. And some of the classes we're going to be offering is post-purchase classes. You know, after you buy, what do you do? Do you want to be left there on your own not knowing what to do? Mm-hmm. We might not be Home Depot or Lowe's, you know, you do those repair classes, but we know a thing or two, you know, what you need to do to get your house up and running, moving it forward, making sure you maintain it, what, you know, the different quarters, what you need to get done.
Right. And there's no fee for these classes. The only fee that we have is the first-time home buyer workshop. Like we said earlier, that's a $35 fee, but that includes the lunch and the beverages and everything.
These classes will have a fee assessed to it, but you get a lot out of it because we're going to be bringing in experts to talk to them. You know.
Perfect.
So it's not just going to be Reach staff itself, but we're going to also have experts coming from all end of the arenas to discuss the different topics that we're going to be discussing.
But, Kenesha, let me interrupt just a moment and say that we always do foreclosure prevention as a free service.
Yes.
Our fair housing is always a free service.
Yes.
Helping you with your loan modification is always a free service. The other things where you're benefiting on your new home, there is a small fee. Go ahead, please.
Okay, well, just alluding to that and to let folks know, don't be afraid to check in with the Reach people. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. So let's take a look at this week's Spotlight Home. It's also brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Lovely that she's here with us today. Her phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. Now, this home is located in the city of Lauderhill. It's down around Northwest 24th Court. This is a cool condo community with a pool surrounded by the condo units itself. It's added safety and privacy and security. It has two bedrooms, two baths. Folks, this home has totally been refurbished. Everything is new. The cabinets, the floors, the paint, and it has stainless steel appliances with granite countertops, plus new carpet throughout. And get this, it has new bathrooms, too. It's a great location. It's ready to move into. You could start the new year off with this beautiful home. It's the Town Square Gated Community in Lauderhill. It has laundry facilities inside, and like I said before, the community pool is right in the center court for added security and privacy. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and We thank Pat Tracy for bringing that to us. And coming up after the news here, we've got Wanda and Dee and standing by to give us some of their information and success stories. But right now, it's time to get into the news, and we're going to do that with our news producer, Rick Snyder. Rick, what's the news?
The news looks pretty good, Alan. Thank you, and it's a delight to have a studio audience today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Zillow.com reports that property values in Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade counties showed an increase of almost 15% in 2013. Homes and condos in all three counties are expected to show a substantial gain. Coupled with last year's big gains, this two-year jump follows 5 years of declines, with 2012 values hitting rock bottom. Low prices and mortgage rates enticed buyers back into the marketplace, and the strong demand led to double-digit price increases across South Florida. Price gains have slowed recently. Zillow notes that the housing market is now transitioning away from the huge bounce off the bottom toward a more sustainable and healthier market. Now, MetroStudyReports.com says the pace of new home construction in South Florida has slowed a little bit, although still considerably higher than a year ago. This level of home building is 11% lower than that of the second quarter. Housing starts in Palm Beach County are generally staying close to 500 per quarter. The inventory of finished vacant new homes was up 16%, almost back up to year-ago levels. Palm Beach County is a very tight market, according to Metro Studies' Brad Hunter. Housing starts in Broward County fell 12% in the third quarter, down from 340 in the second. Still, the latest finding is up 21% from a year earlier, and there's been a marked shift within the county in the last 6 months, moving construction from the south to the north. The basic upward trajectory of home building in Miami-Dade County is in place. That path has been jagged when viewed quarter by quarter. There's a big jump in the second quarter of this year, followed by a drop in the third quarter. Now, completed foreclosures in the U.S. dropped 30% in October compared to last year, according to the latest data from CoreLogic. The state of Florida, of course, ranks highest, 114,500 completed foreclosures in the 12 months to October, underscoring the state's continued struggle with foreclosures. Since the beginning of the financial crisis in September of 2008, there have been about 4.6 million completed foreclosures in the U.S., CoreLogic reports. In comparison, completed foreclosures between 2000 and 2006 totaled about 1.5 million. The national foreclosure inventory, approximately 900,000 homes in some stage of foreclosure, dropped 31% from last October. Now, this is brand new, just out. The Federal Reserve's $10 billion taper announcement isn't a significant cut in the central bank's massive bond purchasing plan, but experts say consumers could feel the impact. When talk of tapering first started in May, interest rates started to climb, with the 30-year fixed mortgage rates rising to 4.4% from 3.3%. The Federal Reserve's funneling of trillions of dollars into the economy over the past 5 years has provided a shot in America's arm. The stimulus has affected consumers, however, more than they realize, as well as the tapering will. Now, on Wednesday, the Fed announced it would begin to wind down the quantitative easing program known as QE3. Analysts say consumers should start to prepare now, especially those who are planning to buy a car or home within the next 3 to 6 months. Mortgage costs will also increase when the Fed pulls back on QE3, says Lawrence Yun, chief economist with the National Association of Realtors. Sellers had a very easy time selling houses last year. Those who need to make a move to a better school or larger home, he says, need to realize it could be more challenging a year from now. Now, the average 30-year mortgage rate, currently at 4.3, historically a very favorable rate, but that could rise to 5 to 5.5% next year. Alan, that's Reach Radio News for today. Back to you and the Reach Gang for more inside information on the day-to-day Reach activities. To you, Alan.
Woohoo! Thanks. You know, you talked about a 16% foreclosure increase in South Florida, right? Yeah. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had Tim McKenna on the show, and he was warning us about another surge in foreclosures. So Kudos to you, Tim. That sounds like you were right on target there. All right, back to the studio. The whole Reach crew is here. Hey, how about the Reach crew? Well, this is a special show. You know, we're hoping that everyone will have a prosperous new year. And if you're looking for a home, or if you know someone that's looking for a home, have them tune into the show and listen to what we have to say. We have a lot of valuable information to share with you. And like you heard Pat say earlier, most of it is no charge. So welcome back to the studio again. And Wanda, how are you? Wanda Camacho joins us. She's also one of the top performers at Reach. Everybody's a top performer there. But you have a specialty, don't you?
Well, basically, I help with the in every aspect of all of the classes. But I specialize, I would say, in foreclosure prevention, helping with loan modifications.
Right. She has a big shield by her desk. I walk in there and it says, loan foreclosure, police, stop here. Now, you have done some remarkable things, and we've heard the stories in the past about homes that you have saved. And I just can't believe that the one case that I remember the most is the one that the court had already closed the foreclosure. It was done. It's over. And you went in and got it reversed. How do you do that?
Well, basically, the one gentleman that you're probably making reference to was his home had a foreclosure sale date coming up within a short period of time, and we had to move really quickly on the file. So we managed to submit the file really in a quick time frame to the bank in order for them to review him. And it so happened that the bank approved the modification, and we were able to save his home.
That's great. I thought you bribed a judge or something like that.
and Alan, Wanda speaks Spanish. So for all of our Spanish clients and listeners out there, that's a big help. And our new individual will speak Creole. So we have everything covered.
We have a multicultural company here. And it's good because we take advantage of that. And we can help out just about anyone in their own language. So let me, what's the trick to staying ahead of this foreclosure deal? It's opening your mail and answering, right? Isn't that what I've always heard? Is that the
basically
deal?
You know, you'll want to reach out and call us because we'll guide them through the process and instruct them on what needs to be done. A lot of times when they are served with foreclosure, they don't know which way to turn. We're by no means there to give them legal advice, but at least we can guide them to someone who can help them. We'll refer them over to legal aid where there's no fee, and they'll be instructed as to how to respond to the process. In the meantime, we start the paperwork moving really quickly so that we can try to at least try to get a response from the bank whether they do qualify for a modification. And lately we've been getting a lot of good responses. The majority of our clients actually get approved for modification. And the wonderful thing about it is that we don't charge.
Oh, yeah.
So we invest a lot of time in these borrowers, and we follow the process through and through to make sure that they get a response in a timely fashion.
All right. So let me see if I understand this because I have a simple mind. Unfortunately, that's the way I roll. So now I'm a homeowner and I'm behind in my payments, and somebody, a process server, knocks on my door and hands me a piece of paper. Now the ads on television say, call this attorney right away. But that's not what they should do, right?
No, basically, if they call us immediately, once again, we'll guide them over to legal aid to make sure that they get a response. They respond to that in a timely fashion. Immediately, we start the paperwork rolling so that we can help them save their home.
Now, they say 20 days. You have 20 days to respond.
20 calendar days, exactly.
Oh, it's calendar days, not work.
No, it's calendar days.
Isn't that funny how that works, right? You know, when you're waiting for them to send you money, it's 10 business days. But when it's time for you to respond, it's just 20 days, period, right?
Exactly.
So, and is it important to call an attorney, or Reach handles all that?
Basically, you know, we've had a, unfortunately, we've had a lot of clients that come to us that have worked with attorneys for years. And the attorneys, basically, you know, they're doing their research, but at the same time, they're prolonging the process and the client has to continuously pay them. So, you know, that's also creating another hardship for them because they have to come out with that money out of pocket to pay the attorney to keep reviewing their file.
Right. So if you're having
they call us immediately. Immediately, we'll help them with a loan modification. Not all attorneys specialize in that area.
Right.
And we do specialize with the paperwork. We help them with the submission, make sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and we monitor the process once again free of charge.
Don't forget that lowercase J. Got to dot that too, right?
And
now, the phone number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's toll-free, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. As we mentioned earlier, the REACH offices will be closed from the 21st to the 6th. But Pat Tracy said she would take your emergency phone calls. And you can go ahead and call that REACH number, and that'll be forwarded to her. So now back to the paperwork deal. We know that you can work miracles. Should we nickname you the miracle worker for this
season?
Well,
we don't work miracles, but we work diligently with the banks to get a response.
Right, and if you're having a hard time making your mortgage, it's certainly going to be a harder time trying to pay an attorney. And we've had guests on before that say, hey, that's a red flag. If somebody wants to charge you up front, the flag is up. Pay attention to that and call REACH, 855-48-REACH. Pat?
Well, the reason, one of the reasons, and our counselors are certainly diligent and work very hard, but we are in a relationship with Home Free USA out of Washington, D.C., who through them we have good connections with Wells Fargo, with Chase, with Ocwen, with a number of the banks we work with, that maybe would be beyond the grasp of an attorney. Wouldn't you agree, Wanda?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. We have a lot of resources.
Well, you're not agreeing just because she said
no.
Right? No, she works with it. She knows day by day.
Folks, the REACH Radio staff is a different staff, but we're always in the office there, and we see the work that they're doing and the clients that they're helping. And if there was ever a true blue shot in the sky, this is it right here. If you're having problems, if you fall in behind, you need some help. And sometimes, you know, we're not attorneys. They didn't train us in high school or college about these kind of things. So you need a counselor and someone to help you out. And again, 561-855-REACH will get that delivered to you. So when we return, Dee Phillips will join us with some success stories about what REACH is doing for the good folks there. So stay right there. We're just a minute away from the finale of Financial Happiness. We'll be right back, right after the bell.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. And as predicted, Dee Phillips will be joining us right now. She's a success story all by herself. She's a managing machine. You know, we go into the office and we see Dee at work, and like the wind is blowing because her arms are moving so fast. She's getting the job done. Dee, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
And I promise no trick questions.
Okay,
right? Is that what she said? No trick. Okay. Nah, I won't say anything. I'll let it go to that. So, what's your function at REACH? What do you do best?
What do I do best? Okay, well, I am a housing counselor, mm-hmm. and my best
story?
Thing is actually to help people, you know, to help them when they come through the doors. Most of the clients at the moment are having problems with their homes, mm-hmm. and so we're trying to sort through their situation and then helping them, encouraging them to prepare their packages. I think that tends to be a hurdle for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. When we send the application, that in itself seems to be a lot for them to get done. So once we can get that application completed, then we can help them move on to the next step.
That's what we talked about before. That's the hardest part, getting all the paperwork mm-hmm. right. And everybody's afraid that they'll mark something down wrong and they won't be approved and this and that. And just having the confidence of someone that knows what they're doing, someone like Dee Phillips, she knows what she's doing. How long have you been a counselor?
I have been a counselor for a year and a half.
That's too long. Mm-hmm. You should be thinking about a vacation. Let's talk to Pat.
Oh, we are.
Well, you're on vacation right now.
That's right.
That's great. So is there any special success story that you can think of right offhand? Someone that was down and out and you turned them around?
Well, there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But what I can say is that I have helped a lot of people that did not think that they could get a modification.
Right.
They may have been turned down, or some have been turned down a couple of different times, but in being persistent
and
resubmitting that application, we were able to achieve that modification.
Wow, that's right. Fantastic. Yeah, I believe the mental part of the process is just as important as actually getting the paperwork, right, Pat?
Yes, and Alan D is being very modest because she does handle all of our first-time home buyer classes, so we'll make her speak on that for a moment.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
We have one coming up on January the 26th.
January 26th, absolutely. Yes.
What goes on in those workshops?
Well, in the workshop, it's an actual classroom setting, so we talk with the students about all of the steps mm-hmm. from beginning to end on the home buying process, so that they will have a lot more knowledge when they walk out of the class and knowing what to expect as far as the contract is concerned, the realtor, the lender, the inspections, the insurance, so that they have a full, and also what some of the things that they need to do after they purchase their home. So it's not just in getting the education to purchase the home, but also what they will need to do after they have purchased that home.
I know we say in the ad that we speak on that after you complete this HUD-approved class, you will be able to determine approximately how much you'll be able to afford your home for a home, right? How does that work?
Well, actually, Alan, what I do is we refer them, have them speak with the lender,
right?
Okay, for to get their true numbers. Mm-hmm. on what they are eligible to buy. So the lender is actually going to be responsible for letting them know what their down payment cost is and what their anticipated monthly payment is going to be in insurances and taxes.
I think you're being modest again. I think you direct them and show them what they should be looking for and what questions they should be asking that lender, right?
Well, Yes, sometimes we do, and sometimes some of the students have already seen a lender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
it just depends on where they are when they come in to us, but we do try to guide them in that. And after we've done the class, then we also have the one-on-one that we do individually with the student. And we go through all of the different steps again and reinforcing with them about their credit and about insurance. Well, the whole nine yards that we've gone through in the class, and we go through that again,
right.
So that I'm certain that they have a better understanding when they walk out from the one-on-one session.
And do you speak any other languages?
No, I'm
just English.
Hanging in here with English.
I think I saw you talking to Chewbacca the other day, so
you
probably know how to speak some foreign weird language like
uh-huh.
that. Nah, Dee's a sweetheart. She's being modest with us here, and I don't think the radio is making you too nervous, is it? Yeah?
No, I'm okay.
No, okay, right. Great. Well, listen, we appreciate everybody coming in today, and we're going to have to take a hard break here, but we will be right back. So next up,
The president of REACH shares some secrets of the 501c banking and finance industry and what new properties will be within your reach for the next year. So get your calculators ready for some finger-popping time.
Ain't got no home. I know
concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
You're listening to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working hard as possible for you, our listeners. Joining us now is the president and one of the other co-founders of REACH, Jack Tracy. Jack, we haven't heard much from you this year at all.
I've been silent, haven't I?
You're a silent
partner.
I'm always
in the background.
That's great.
It's great to be here, Alan.
Well,
you and Rick and the staff.
Yeah, this is great. We have a little party going on here. The eggnog's gone. They drank all that last week during Christmas, but I think we have our own special egg-hegnog kind of a thing going on here. So you told us that we have some bright things coming up in the future for REACH as far as the banks are concerned.
We do. We've just renewed our ongoing contract with, not a contract, but agreement with Chase Bank.
Right.
To take some of their properties and rehab them like we've done in the last 2 years. We've actually done 114.
Wow.
We've sold 78, 12 rentals.
Nice. So let me, and my math says, how many do we have left? 128, 14. We had about 30 or 40 houses ready to go.
30 or 40 left to go.
Folks, if you're looking for a house, gee whiz, this is the place right here. Call REACH, the number 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. So what kind of properties are they offering?
A little bit of everything. We have condos, one-family homes, two-family.
Do you think they're holding back the inventory at all? Or,
well,
or are
I
they...
think all of the banks are
yeah.
to a certain extent because if they dumped them all on the market, it would probably
It wouldn't help the market.
It wouldn't help the market at all. So I think they're doing the right thing the way they're handling it all.
Now you oversee
the construction
and all of that. So what are you, a Home Depot or a Lowe's guy, or do you get? Well, I wouldn't say quality. They got quality stuff there. I noticed that, you know, when we do the Home of the Week, I always see stainless steel appliances and this and that. I mean, that's what you do, right?
Correct. We try to put the houses back in great shape. If they need a new roof, we'll do a new roof, new plumbing. There was one up in Jacksonville. We had to put a new sewer line in all the way out to the road.
Wow. You know, and folks, we not only do housing and helping, we also help people out. I know a couple of months ago we put an air conditioning, a central air conditioning, in a person's house, no charge.
Correct.
Tell me about that.
It was a family that's gone through our programs, and we've helped them purchase a house, and the house had no AC in it. And we thought that they really needed to have one, and they were overjoyed when we finally got the job completed.
Well, you see, we do more than just help. We'll go in and cool people down.
Cool them right down.
I said the other day, my wife is hot, and somebody said, well, get your air conditioning fixed. So,
Jack, you might want to speak to the Chinese drywall house we just finished.
You know, I was going to mention that, but I didn't know if we, that Chinese drywall, you had to yank that out, right?
Oh, that was quite an undertaking. We had to strip the house down and take all the electric out and all the plumbing and put it back.
That's more than a refurb. That's a rebuild, right?
That's a rebuild.
Did you wear that mask when you were doing all that?
Yeah. You need a mask when you go into them with the drywall like it's Chinese.
You bet. How did that happen anyway? How they let that slide in?
It's happened to a lot of houses.
Right. And you don't know, right?
Well, usually after you're in there a month or so, you can smell it.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So
it's a shame, too. So it was a beautiful home.
Right. And that's one of your main functions at REACH, to make sure these houses get put back into proper order. Because we always say it's not just a house, it's your home. And if you're going to have a home, it's got to be a good one, right?
Yes, there's one we're doing right now. We had to tear the sheetrock out because it had water damage, and we're having it mold treated.
Oh, yeah, that's another issue, mold. Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn all this stuff anyway?
Oh, I've been around in construction a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
About as long as Pat's been in the housing market?
Maybe longer.
Well, just to give you a heads up, Jack will have his 75th birthday January 3rd, and a good part of that has been in construction.
Yeah, there you go. We're not going to ask you.
She let the cat out of the bag again.
I had that as one of the questions, and I thought, that's not fair to ask that. So how old are you going to be, Jack?
57.
I like that. I have a 57 Chevy that goes right along with that. So what do you see coming up? I know we got Chase. There's a few other banks that are feeding properties.
Yes, we do through NCST, Neighborhood Stabilization.
Right.
And all the banks put houses in that group.
Right. So we're going to have a good inventory of homes for the folks to choose from.
And we have special lending programs that we've been offered through Citibank and Wells Fargo. So we have special homes through banks and special lending programs. So we're delighted to have those to work with our clients, and they will also work with the grants.
Well, Jack, I appreciate you coming in today, and you know you didn't have to wear your tool belt. I mean, it's we understand that you like construction, but folks, he's got a beautiful tool belt.
Next time I'll wear my bib overall.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us. I want to thank all the REACH staffers for taking the day off and coming in. Give yourself a big hand there. Woo! There's like 75 people in the studio here, folks, but. Well, you know, since this is our last show of the year, we'd like to share some Christmas tree information with you. Our crack news director, Mort Aegis, wants us to pass this information along to you. It's about the Epiphany Feast that celebrates God and His Son as the human Jesus Christ, and that happens about January the 6th, and I believe that's why we take the trees down. Right, Rick? Rick's going to give us this information.
Okay. Here's some tips for taking the trees out and how to dispose of them. First of all, I want you to remove all the ornaments, tinsel, lights, and other non-organic decorative materials. This includes the tree stand also. Hello. Trees are often required to be cut into four lengths, so you may need to cut your tree in half. In some locales, the trees must be cut small enough into pieces that fit inside your green yard waste container. If you miss the collection period, you can cut up the tree and place it in your green yard waste container pickup for regularly scheduled service day. Palm Beach County residents leave the tree out at the curb on regular trash pickup days. Trees picked up by garbage collectors are taken to the dump, where the Solid Waste Authority mulches them and makes the mulch available to the public for free. Wow. Free mulch, bring your own container. You must also shovel the mulch into your container yourself. And I want to say thanks to everybody for coming in this morning also. Jack, Pat, D, Wanda, and Kenesha, everybody was great. We had a good time, and I think we all should say Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay!
Happy New Year!
Woo-hoo! That's the way we roll here, huh? Hey, you know, I take my Christmas tree apart and put it in a box and shove it in the closet. So, you know, that's all the time we have left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank the REACH staffers for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at www.reach4housing.org. That's REACH, the number 4housing.org. Or you can call us at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday, live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. We're having fun helping kids.
I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got